yeah. Welcome to Cannabis Ken. I'm your host, Professor Blunston. The show is sponsored by Persistent Promotions in association with No Autograph Entertainment. Music provided by DJ J. Ross of Rickshaw Productions. Today is April 2nd, 2018. Happy New Year's Day, people. Happy New Year's. I'll explain more of that in the end of the show. As usual, let's get started. The strand of the day is GDP. That's right. Better known as Granddaddy Purple. Yeah, man. It's a very strong indica. It's also popular, very popular strand on the West Coast. Now, if you want to get that true taste and that feeling of GDP, the best way to get it, the best place to get it, is from the Bay Area. Yeah, they know exactly what's happening. I have not personally purchased GDP from any dispensary here in Vegas simply because the growers are not from the Bay. Yeah, I have tried other strands from these dispensaries, but not, I just didn't pick up my GDP because I know what it is. Let's go on to some cannabis news here. Now, in cannabis news, researchers have found that in the states where medical cannabis is provided, they've had nearly 3 million fewer daily doses of opioids prescribed per year. And the opioid prescriptions under Medicaid dropped significantly in those states with medical cannabis. I think that should tell you something. And if you are a politician who is on the payroll of the lobbyists working for the pharmaceutical companies, this is bad news for you and your party. Yeah, you guys, y'all might as well, you might as well start, playing the violin. Would you break the violin out? Is what, you know, it's about, what was that song that was being played on the Titanic before it was going down? Because there's an alternative to opioid painkillers. Yeah, there really is. She is the new sheriff in town. That's right. She's the, and her name is Miss Cannabis. That's right. She's the new sheriff in town. The people are now awakened to the fact that the CBD topicals and the oils and the different cannabis-infused edibles and coffees, those things are better for you for pain, to relieve pain, than Xanax and Percocets and, you know, Vicodin, oxycodones and hydrocodone. There's an alternative to that. And it looks like it's beginning to make some noise. But let's go on to cannabis and sports. It's been about 15 years now since Ricky Williams was the first. I told you guys, that's that GDP. Since Ricky Williams was the first NFL player to be suspended by the league for the use of cannabis. Yeah, it's been right about 15 years or so now. Time has kind of flown by. But the players were allowed to be doped up on synthetic heroin painkillers. Ain't that something? And from then until now, so for the past 15 years, since this painkiller opioid epidemic is now coming out, and a lot of the, you all hear that, you see, that's DJ J. Ross. That's that GDP. GDP does that to you, and that's DJ J. Ross over there coughing. He's trying not to cough, but, you know, sometimes it's just, it'll put something on your ass, man. That's what it does. Anyway, these players have basically started speaking out because I'm thinking, you know, they're tired of it. They're tired of hiding the, they don't have to really hide the fact that they're, because it's legal for them to actually get a prescription drug. But I think they're tired of going through the pains that they're going through and not having the, I keep mentioning it, the quality of life because of the pain and having to take those pills. So, the longtime running back for the Miami Dolphins basically just said, hey, see you, wouldn't want to be you. And Ricky Williams launched his own cannabis brand. So, I want to say big up to the Green Team. For those of you all who don't know, there is a group of gentlemen, a group of professional athletes, 18 in particular. I may not have quite all 18 on the list here, but there's 18 who are known as the Green Team. And I want to say, excuse me, big ups to the Green Team. And the Green Team members are Ricky Williams, Cliff Robinson, whom I've had the pleasure of partaking with years ago when he played for the Trailblazers. I was living in Houston and a friend of mine was in San Antonio and the Trailblazers were playing the San Antonio Spurs and they were coming to Houston. But anyway, big ups to Cliff Robinson, Eugene Monroe, Jake Plummer, Kyle Turnley, Nate Jackson, Jim McMahon, Ross Rybalski. No, it's not Rybalski. No, it's not a ski on the end of that. It is, I'm sorry. Excuse me for butchering your name, Chief. It's Rigabalotti. I'm sorry. Ross Rigabalotti. Rick Diaz. Rondo Rossi. Floyd Landis. And there's a few other players that are a part of that Green Team. Once again, Ross, please forgive me for butchering your last name, but big ups to those players, man. Those players are pro-cannabis activists. And, hey, there's going to be plenty more are going to step out, I guarantee that, to join this list. So I could see the list, you know, really rising from 18 plus. Now let's go on to some cannabis and entertainment. I've always told you cannabis is always entertaining. The filmmaker Andrew Struthers has a book. Actually, he has a new book, an anthropological study on cannabis. The book, The Sacred Herb, The Devil's Weed. Let's stop right there. Because it is a sacred herb on all accounts. Let's be clear of that. Cannabis is a very sacred herb on all accounts, which is why it's illegal. Or which is why it has been illegal. And basically, it in some places, it still is illegal. And those who have made it illegal knows the power of such sacred herb. But they've chose to keep it illegal because it's not a man-made drug. But it's an herb produced by the earth. As for the devil's weed, I don't know what plant that could be. The only thing the devil produced was confusion in all areas of life. Nature does not produce confusion. The sun, the moon, and the stars are not confused. Man is confused. Let's move on to cannabis and health. Now, for those suffering from chronic pain, you may have just won a victory. Now, due to the success of the medical cannabis, it is now a front runner and on the front line for fighting America's opioid epidemic. So I want to give those who have placed it on the front line a round of applause, and I salute you. But I'm wondering, why is it when crack hit the urban communities and started destroying the inner cities, why wasn't it declared an American epidemic? I mean, after all, professional sport figures, news anchors, actors, singers, and politicians were caught in crack scandals and arrested. Crack was bad. Really, crack was as bad for your health as the opioid painkillers. But for whatever reason, an epidemic wasn't declared in America. That's kind of, it's kind of something to ponder on. It really isn't, because, I think we kind of know what the deal was with that anyway. And really, cannabis, at that time when the crack epidemic hit, cannabis was knocking on the door then of Congress. You had various groups out. Normal was, of course, pushing the agenda for the re-legalization of cannabis. And there were various other organizations as well. So I don't know, why it all of a sudden took 20, 30 years later before it just really, But anyway, about to wrap the show up. And I have some food for thought. Now, in the beginning of the show, I greeted everyone with, oh, by the way, keep in mind on Mondays, it's always Medicaid Monday, but I greeted everyone with Happy New Year. And for those listening, they may say, well, man, what is Professor Blunston smoke? New Year's? Wait a minute. Oh, he must be April fooling us. The fact that the masses don't know that April 1st is technically New Year's Day, then they are called a fool. Those listening may say, well, Professor Blunston, what are you saying? Beautiful, wonderful souls, spirits, listeners. Nature tells you. Nature says it's a new year. Not that calendar. Now let's take it back. December 21st starts your winter season. 11 days later, the winter season, it's still winter. The earth is dormant. Everything is in hibernation. All the animals are in hibernation. There's no leaves on the trees. All the foliage is gone. Everything is dead. March 21st, in most parts of the country, especially here in America, that's when the buds, we start seeing the buds on the trees. As various things are starting to happen. Pollen, various things are going on. 11 days later, April 1st, everything is in full bloom. All the birds and the bees are out, and those with allergies, it's just, you're right about now, you're kind of going through your issues because of that. But it's new. This is the new year. So, once again, I say to my listeners, Happy New Year. I'm about to wrap the show up. Cannabis Can is brought to you by Persistent Promotions in association with No Automograph Entertainment. Music provided by DJ J. Ross of Rec Shop Productions. Peace.